Welcome to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. Our goal is to help you see that no matter what problem you're facing, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at OrdainedChaplainsUSA.org. Now, here's your host, the president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. This is episode number 76. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International and Ordained Chaplains USA and Life Coach. I am your host. Our holy scripture passage from the Word of God today is Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3. It reads, "It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling." Allow me to share with you some interesting points on this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. This is designed to rectify men's mistakes concerning strife. Number one, men, and this passage is for men and women, and teenagers and young people. It is for everybody. Number one, men think it is their wisdom to engage in quarrels, to always think they have to respond when they are spoken to. They think they always have to defend themselves, and that is not necessary, particularly when you're right. Whereas it is the greatest folly that can be. He thinks himself a wise man that is quick in resenting affronts, that stands upon every nicety of honor and right, and will not abate an ace of either, that prescribes and imposes and gives law to everybody. But he that thus meddles is a fool and creates a great deal of needless vexation, not only to himself but to others. Number two, men think when they are engaged in quarrels that it would be a shame to them to go back and let fall the weapon, whereas really it is an honor for a man to cease from strife, an honor to withdraw an action, to drop a controversy, to forgive an injury, and to be friends with those that we have fallen out with. It is the honor of a man, a wise man, a man of spirit, to show the command he has of himself by ceasing from strife, yielding and stooping, and receding from his just demands for peace sake, as Abraham, the better man. We should be meek and lowly and humble. Our quote for today is from Paul Sadler. He said, "The goal of every married couple, indeed every Christian home, should be to make Jesus Christ the head, the counselor, and the guide." The problem we are discussing today and dealing with is the problem of domestic violence. This is part 8. How to avoid domestic violence, from letters to young black women, letter number 30. And this is very valuable to all women because it comes from a man's perspective, a father's perspective to his daughters. And that is valuable because many women only see things from their perspective. And this allows them to see things from the man's perspective and how that they can be wise and cease from quarreling. And the truth of the matter is really the wife's role to humble herself and to submit to the leadership of her husband and to subject herself to her husband and to obey her husband. That's not popular today, but it is the truth as it is in the Holy Scriptures. And if you want peace in your home, wives, be quiet, be meek and quiet. Stop feeling like you need to respond back to your husband every time. Learn how to be quiet. Learn how to cease from quarreling and let it be. And have a great marriage with your husband by respecting him. And even if he's wrong, let God handle him. You humble yourself and be meek and quiet and lowly in mind. And watch God bless. Well, we started this last week, so let's finish it today. Or at least come close to finishing it. Do not marry a man prone to violence in the first place, sisters. Number 5, we've already done 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you missed that podcast, it is available to you wherever you listen to podcasts. Number 5 today, do not marry a man with a violent criminal background and record. Number 5, do not marry a man with a violent criminal background and record. Do you know why he has a background and a record? Because that's what the police officers and the detectives are going to look at as soon as his name comes up. Does he have a violent past? It is true that change, and you need to look at that past too, seriously. Because the best way to judge present character oftentimes is by looking at past character. And don't be afraid to ask him, does he have a violent criminal background or record? And just like he's not going to be afraid to ask you, are you a virgin? So get the information you need. It is true that change is possible for many people after they have gotten into trouble, particularly if they have recently come to know Christ as Savior. But you might want to reconsider marrying a man who has a record of violent criminal activity and behavior. Marrying a man of excitement is one thing. But marrying a convicted axe murderer is another. And some of you women, you act silly-minded because you think a man who's been in jail and come out of the hood is more exciting to you than a young man raised in a good family and who went to church all his life. And that's not wise. That's foolishness. But you do as you please. Number 6. Do not marry a man who hates everybody in your family. You know, the guy who finds something wrong with everybody in your family. And who does not want you to have any contact with your family members. If you marry a man who is like this, he is setting you up so that you won't have anyone to go to when he does something violent to you. Make sure that your family is okay with him and he is okay with your family before you marry him. I said before you marry him, not afterwards. Get your father's approval, not just your mother's. Even if your father's not in the home for some reason, and make sure your father, if he's still living, meets him. Your father can figure him out within 1 minute just by looking at him. If your father is not available, let your oldest brother meet him, or an uncle or grandfather, somebody, some male that can line him up and draw conclusions very quickly. You may have some blind spots. That little aggressiveness that he has, you might like that a little bit right now, but you're not going to like that 4 years later. That little jealousy he has right now, you may think that's cute and so endearing, but you may not, you're not going to feel that way in about 2 years. Number 7, do not marry a man who is aggressive with you before you're married. If he is violent toward you before you get married, he will definitely be that way once you are married, and more so. Protect yourself. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Do not, remember now what I told you, do not be a silly-minded woman. Now, if you want to avoid this thing called domestic violence altogether, please take heed to the aforementioned points and do not marry that kind of man in the first place. He may seem cool and rough and tough and all of that, and that's for some reason you're attracted to that. But think long term. Do you really want that all the time, every day? It may be exciting while you're young, but when you get older, you might want a softer side of Sears. Anyway, the above statements only represent some of the signs that he will be that way. There are other signs, and quite frankly, there are some jokers you can't tell how they're going to be. They're sociopaths, so you got to watch out for those as well. Before you get married, please contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or visit www.ndvh.org for more warning signs, and put this number in your purse or whatever you carry in case something bad happens. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that all women and all men who are in a domestic violence situation, including all children, if it is a real domestic violence situation, help them to get out as quickly as possible, because that's not good for anybody at all. And Holy Father God, we pray that those women who are trying to manipulate their husbands and control their husbands through threatening the domestic violence card, and they know there's no real domestic violence going on and that they are intentionally provoking their husbands, help them to repent of that foolishness and help them to learn how to cease from quarreling and trying to have their way. And Holy Father God, we pray for all young women especially to not get all excited about the rough and tough hood rat kind of a guy, which for some reason women are attracted to, men who've been in jail and all of that kind of thing. And Lord, help them to avoid that scene altogether. Because oftentimes damage has been done in their lives. They're so deep that they can't even overcome it. I believe that there are some men, Lord, who have not even been in a war, that suffer from PTSD, from the trauma of the past, and these young women don't need that. And then, Lord, help all young women to make sure they live according to the virtuous principles in the Bible, and be godly, meek and quiet, cheerful, joyful, obedient, faithful Christian women for these other women, if they're obedient to you, that you will show them favor and blessing throughout their lives, and they can avoid this scene altogether. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, nobody can help you with your anger issues better than the Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow him to save your soul from sin and hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin, anger, and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die. In more detail. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have sin in your life. You are sinful. And that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of your sins. We die physically because of our sins, and our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, dear friend, if you need further coaching, please visit our website at www.ordainedchaplainsusa.org. If you have other questions about life's problems for this podcast, please email us at coach@ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Until next time, my beloved, please remember that God has a solution to all of your problems. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the God Solutions for Today's Problems on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless you.